She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. Drea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we talk about the scary seven. These are things that you do not want to be eating. Well, there's also things that you don't want to be putting on your skin. So, Andrea, it's so great to have David Pollack with us. He's my co-host on Beauty Inside Out.
It's really amazing great. To have him, and we love, he's great too, so I love speaking to him. He's so knowledgeable.
We love
thank
David.
You, lady.
Hi there.
I love the intro. I'm going to be quiet, let y'all keep talking about me.
So David has many good qualities, including that he knows the top five ingredients to avoid in your skincare products, and one of them I can finally pronounce, but I'm going to leave it to David. All right, David, why don't you jump right in and tell us one of the top ingredients we want to avoid.
You know, I told you I'm going to give you five, and I'm going to give you a twist to it today. And for our listeners that have listened to us in the past, you know, in Europe, they've regulated or banned 1,100 ingredients, but in the U.S., it's only 11. So products we use on a regular basis, and I'm talking just shave cream, body wash, all the way to our toothpaste, all contain dangerous chemicals. And when I say dangerous, there's five of them we're going to talk about that all are cancer-causing chemicals. You ready for this?
We are ready.
All five that I'm going to name contain an ingredient called 1,4-dioxane. 1,4-dioxane is the dangerous chemical, and it's never, ever, ever listed on the ingredient statement. So I'm going to tell you there are five ways or five ingredients to look for that have this 1,4-dioxane. This is an ingredient that even the FDA acknowledges causes cancer. The first one is found in so many different products, and it's called PEG, P-E-G, and it's a solvent, and all of the five have one thing in common. Besides this 1,4-dioxane, it's created through a process of creating these chemicals called ethoxylation. So I'll go through all five, and let's talk about them and really how to read. If you read the ingredient statement, you're looking for anything that says polyethylene, well, number one, polyethylene glycol, number two. I'll jump back to the word PEG, P-E-G. That's an abbreviation for those, so it's sometimes hidden because it's just a short and people don't think of the long chemical words. Number four, any chemical ending in the letters E-T-H. Now, here's one you're going to find, laureth sulfate, whether it's sodium or ammonium. Okay, yes. Sodium or ammonium laureth sulfate. If it has an ETH in it, it's a problem. And the other is if it has in the word O-X-Y-N-O-L, oxynol. And so those are the five that are the key ones that have the 1,4-dioxane. There are other cancer-causing chemicals. There's ones you brought up as we were starting the segment. But those five are the key to look at on everything. And as Andrew was just saying yes to me as I'm naming the ETH ones, that the laureth sulfate, we've all heard about at different points, but that's in your shampoo, that's in your body wash, that's in your toothpaste, that's the surfactant that's causing the foaming and the cleansing action. There are alternatives, but these are so cheap everybody wants to include them.
You know, I was just going to say that that's what causes the foaming to take place. And so, you know, what's interesting, David, is that we're so used to, you know, as consumers, so when we use shampoo or then when we use toothpaste, that it should foam. And that when it foams, that means it's working really well. But that's not the case, right?
Not at all. I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, that's exactly what was in my head next to cover. Because I don't know about you, but I have a dishwasher at home, and I don't mean my teenage son. I mean one of the electronic ones. But when you close the dishwasher and run it, open it at some point, there's not all the foam in there. If you took a regular dishwashing soap, like a liquid hand soap or something, and put it in there, you'd have a mess all over your kitchen. The foam is I'm going to go the same in your washing machine. It washes your clothes, does a beautiful job, but there's no foam all over the floor. That's only there for products that we see because we feel it must be there. I don't know where that started, but for your products don't have to have all that foaming action. We like them, but there's other natural ways to do it. And so there are other cleansing agents. Look for, you know, liquid body washes, but make sure they do not contain anything with the word ending in ETH like a sodium or ammonium laureth sulfate.
You know, there's new shampoo on the market, and I haven't tried it myself, but I know it's called a dry shampoo. And would that have bad ingredients as well, or any of these five that we talked about?
You know, most of the dry ones that I have seen contain none of these ingredients. Really, what it's absorbing are the oils from your hair, your scalp, so it's giving you a way of extending between shampooing. It's not going to replace shampooing, but it will certainly dry up some of the excess oils. But so you still want to shampoo from time to time or periodically. You know, us guys, I guess for some reason we wash our hair more often, maybe because we have short hair, and a lot of women with longer hair or style it don't often want to wash it every day and go through that whole process of
the blow drying,
getting it back to the way it was. Mine, you can blow dry in 10 seconds. If I don't get out of the shower quick enough, it's dry before I can turn on the blow dryer. That's all. That's a thin hair. So
David, all of these ingredients, they're really, it's all about cost, isn't it? Because we don't need that foaming action. We don't need these solvents. It's all about saving money, isn't it, for the maker, which is really sad because that trumps health.
I'm going to shock you. When they make this material, and it's called a process called ethoxylation, big word, but at the end of the day, it's a chemical process of how they make these ingredients. They make them, it has a side effect of the 1,4-dioxane, which is the cancer-causing ingredient. They can remove it and go through a different process, and they can then make it so it doesn't cause cancer. The cost of those chemicals would go up, I'm told, an average of about 10%. These are inexpensive chemicals to begin with, but every time it costs the manufacturer, he's going to make his profit. So does the distributor. You know, at the end of the day, it's got to go into the retailer. And so what costs the manufacturer an extra 10 cents is going to cost you, on the average, about another dollar back on your side as a consumer. And so they want to shave in our industry, we actually shave things to the half of a penny because it really makes a difference on the other end. And when you're in a world of shampoos where the bigger the bottle and the cheaper it is, you're fighting for every little bit on that shelf, and prices is a big difference. I would love to see these chemical suppliers just spend a couple pennies more. You know, I've formulated products for a lot of big brands, as you know, and most of them know it's all about the dollars, and that's just a shame because we are compromising our health.
You know, I just want to have you repeat it. I just want to make sure I understand it exactly. So what you're saying is that these companies can go, so the ethoxylation, like you mentioned, was the process that creates the side effect of the 1,4-dioxane. But there are ways that these companies can not, is it still the ethoxylation process, or that they can have another process that cannot create this 1,4-dioxane?
It's actually one step further. When they go through the ethoxylation process, they can go through one additional step that would actually clean it out and make it safe.
Okay.
And that, I am told, would add about 10% on. Most of these surfactants cost nothing, and you could see that at the retail shelf, because when you buy an 8 or 10-ounce bottle of shampoo for $3 or $4, I'm not talking your high-end salon brands, but at the drugstore. So what if it went up another 30 cents? Would that really make a difference if it's safe? And if you think you're saving money now, I'm going to tell you where you're paying for it. Have you ever looked at the cost of treating cancer? And I'm not talking just what it does to your life expectancy there. The cost of the treatment is so, people don't realize, but I've seen medical bills of friends and family fighting cancer where those bills go into the seven figures. I'm talking in the millions of dollars for treatment. And so really we're saving 30 cents or a dollar at the drugstore today, but in our lifetime we're causing health problems and we're paying for it in the long run with our health and with our pocketbooks.
And you know what? I love hearing you say that, but that's a whole other conversation. I mean, I would love to get into that conversation next time you're on. But, you know, we have a minute left for today's conversation. And my question is, you know, is that what the natural health companies do, that they go through that extra step to remove it, or are they using different ingredients to start?
They go through different ingredients to start. And I have a report where people can download it at justaskdavid.com. It's a free report. They can get this information and all the others. So justaskdavid.com and download my free report, and it'll give you a list of all these ingredients and what they do and the negatives of them and how to look for them on an ingredient statement.
You know, and David, is that also where people can find your products? Because, I mean, I know you sent me some products, and Lisa, and they are phenomenal. And knowing that products that do not have chemicals in them, to me, is worth, you know, everything. So is that, where could they find the information about your products?
Yep, on my website, justaskdavid.com, you can then follow the link, and you'll see the products that I created. And all of them are safe, free from the carcinogens, and I tell you all about it. So just follow the link from justaskdavid.com.
Perfect. I highly, highly recommend them. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today, David. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.